morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and boy, it's a hot one in Trevo's today.
Woo! Yeah,
I think it's already 90 degrees, actually.
Really?
It's craziness.
It's hot in here, too.
Andy Cohn, this is way out of your comfort zone, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't deal with temperatures like this in April.
Yeah.
You gotta be kidding me.
It's almost May.
It's April.
It's almost May.
It's April.
Well, besides Andy, we've got Kathy Houston here, who has a pool in her backyard. Kathy, have you fired up the pool and the outdoor beer tap yet?
It's not open yet, but the beer is. Yes.
The beer is always
opens
flowing.
Before the pool.
Yeah, the
beer is a year-round experience.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, let's
we'll have to go on
it's
over
a
there.
Daily experience.
That's important.
Michelle Bell, our beach bum, is in the office. Michelle, why aren't you at the Jersey Shore today?
I wish I was at the Jersey Shore today.
Well, I guess you decided to come in this morning because it's your 12th anniversary here at ASI.
Aww.
And I don't think it's 12 years.
Yay.
That's
you
a
started
long time.
When you were 22, I guess.
That's exactly right. Joe, does it feel like 20 years?
Oh, my God.
Well, happy anniversary, Michelle.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
Stitch's editor, Nicole Rollander, is here as a special guest. Joe, I haven't forgot. He just put his hands up. Last
week I was first, but now I'm last again.
We should do the show lineup. We have a little method to this show.
Okay, to the madness. Okay.
Anyway, you interrupted Nicole's introduction.
Yeah, Joe, I feel a little slighted now.
Nicole, you're our special guest. Now, you have a pool in your backyard, too.
I do, and it's and the cover's off, and it looks like a swamp.
Oh, yeah. I should be doing some pool cleaning.
Yes.
That's attractive.
Fantastic. Well, we're happy to have you here this morning. Of course, we've got the Hawkinator here. Steve, wave at the camera. And Samantha's busy on the phone answering calls already. So speaking of calls, we're going to take your calls today to find out, to help you with any creative product ideas that you're looking for. You can call us at 215-953-4979. And, of course, we have Joe Haley here, everyone's favorite managing editor.
Even after the
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Linda. How are you?
I'm going to introduce him first.
Well, I was first last week.
Joe, why don't you tell us what's on tap for today's show?
You got it, Melinda. First, we have a call-in from Hong Kong. Rich Fairfield is at the Asian shows, and he's going to give us a show report. And Nicole Rollander, the editor of Stitches Magazine, is in studio. And she's going to talk about the upcoming first-ever State of the Industry issue for Stitches. If you're looking for help with your products for an upcoming promotion, give us a call at 215-953-4979 or email us at radio@asicentral.com, and we'll weigh in with some advice. Plus, you'll win a $25 Visa gift card.
You will.
You will. Financial services are hot for loyalty programs, and there's a new pet airline that caters to four-legged passengers only. So we got a little report on both of them. GM will lay off 20% of its marketing staff, and what does that mean to distributors out there, and what can you do with this type of information? Tweens and teens are a huge market, and Kathy has some insight into each. You know Andy has a Snuggie, so he's the best person to tell you about the latest Snuggie.
Yeah, I don't have one of those.
Why aren't you wearing it?
But I know somebody else in here who does.
I have three.
Yeah.
Kathy. I have one. I knew it.
You do have one?
A supplier sent it to me.
Do you wear it?
That's unfortunate.
No, I gave it to my son. He wanted
one. Does he wear it?
He hasn't worn it yet.
Okay, and we continue. Two pro sports teams are in the news because of their logos, and I have the scoop on that. Coachella, which is not a band I found out recently, has launched.
Your favorite band,
the hardware.
And Kathy has the latest fashion and marketing trends from the event. Our Duchess of Dollars has the lowdown on the marketing of luxury items.
Oh, Lord.
That must be Michelle.
Gee, imagine this. I have something to rant about today. Michelle, we're back to her. She'll let you know how to keep a crowd riveted in your next presentation, and we hope to get all this in, but first, the industry news. Andy.
Thank you, Joe. Well, supplier firm Krieger Ragsdale has shut its doors. While nobody at Krieger answers phones or responds to emails, a Chamber of Commerce official in Krieger's hometown of Evansville, Indiana, confirmed to Counselor that the company closed down last week. Krieger had previously filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in October 2008. The firm has been in business since 1906. A new report released by Whole Foods Market says that shoppers at the supermarket chain have tripled their use of recycled bags over the past year. The company first started selling 99-cent versions of its reusable shopping bags in April 2008 and has been tracking use of the item since then. The trend is one that distributors are following closely as they try to capitalize on consumers and corporations' growing interest in environmentally friendly initiatives. Check out Promogram later today for a full report. Continuing the news of job cuts in the market, Staples Promotional Products eliminated 45 positions in two separate offices last week. 23 workers in Hawarden, Iowa, and 22 workers in Marcus, Iowa, were given 30 days' notice on Wednesday. The company, which along with sister company Corporate Express Promotional Marketing, forms the largest distributor organization in the industry, cited the current economic conditions as the reason for the changes. And of course, in Promogram today, we'll be offering a brand new edition of the Joe Show. Joe, what are you looking at today?
I'm looking at a hodgepodge of different products that will work for any number of clients.
Hodgepodge.
Hodgepodge.
Wow.
Anytime you can use the word hodgepodge.
Joe always comes up with a word every week. Word
of
the week.
Thank you, Kathy.
I can't wait for the
word of the week.
Well, thank you, Andy. In a few minutes, we're going to take your calls to help you with any creative product ideas you might be looking for your client's next promotion. Start calling us now at 215-953-4979. And if we take your call, we will put a $25 Visa gift card in your pocket. But first, we've got our publisher, Rich Fairfield, on the phone, who is calling from Asia. I would say good morning, Rich, but I think it's good evening.
Yeah, it's nighttime there, Melinda.
What time is it?
We just finished dinner. It's 12 hours later than it is there.
So you're putting on your dancing shoes and getting ready to hit the town, is that right?
No, I'm here with Bonnie, Chev, and Sandy. We just had a wonderful dinner here at this beautiful restaurant in this beautiful hotel, and actually I wanted to put her on.
That's great.
Some words.
Hold on, Bonnie.
Hi, Melinda.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for taking the time to call us today.
No problem.
Now tell us, which show were you at today?
We were at the Hong Kong Fair.
And
Bonnie, you're exhibiting at the fair this year, is that correct?
Yeah, it's actually our fourth year exhibiting, and it's our first year actually exhibiting solo.
And how has the traffic been, do you think? This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. We actually miss you very much over here in Hong Kong.
Well,
Hong Kong misses you, too. The traffic was actually, today, the second day, was actually better than the first day, although we were incredibly busy the first day as well. I'm noticing that a lot of people who are walking through the show are a lot more serious buyers, and it seems that people are really not copycats anymore. People actually have their own products out, and I think it's a better quality show.
That's great. Have you noticed when people come to your booth, are they asking for specific items, or are they asking for ideas from you?
The people who do pharma all over the world are asking us for pharma ideas because now the rest of the world is kind of following America with the new pharma guidelines, and Australia's hitting pretty hard right now, and then I'm noticing Europe's going to follow again, so it's kind of going to be a whole vicious circle. But a lot of people are coming to our booth mainly just to see our patented items, and a lot of people from other countries want exclusives and so on and so forth. So different reasons, some for just a regular, you know, everyday items that we patent, and some for the pharma and the more custom side.
And Bonnie, are you finding yourself having to do more education these days on, you know, products that are appropriate for the pharma market?
Yeah, that's actually what we're finding, is that the pharma markets, being that they're a lot more strict, the budgets are starting to increase a little bit, so some of these teaching tools are going to be allowed to increase the budgets, which is going to have a nice quality piece that we could actually represent our company. And what we're doing is we're telling these countries to do smaller quantities, like they're not able to do like what America does with 50, 100, 200,000 pieces. We're just going to say, okay, what brand, what pharma company do you work with, so they could kind of link onto some of our ongoing orders and therefore get the total cost savings.
Well, thanks, Bonnie. And now, most importantly, I know you've been to Asia many, many times. What's the most exotic meal you've ever had while in Asia?
The exotic meal I've ever had in Asia is McDonald's, because I never eat McDonald's. And I had a vendor so desperate for me to eat a meal during one of our presentations that he actually brought me McDonald's to the booth.
Wow. Well, that's very...
Go all the way to Asia for McDonald's. There you go. We could get you some of that here, probably.
Well, thanks so much, Bonnie. Enjoy the rest of your trip.
Thanks. Take care.
Take care.
Bye, Bonnie.
Bye. We're going to pause for a message from today's sponsor, I Promote You. When we return, we'll hear some interesting new facts from the decorated apparel world from Nicole Rollander, and we'll begin taking your calls to help you come up with product ideas for your next campaign. Call us now at 215-953-4979.
This portion of ASI Radio was sponsored by I Promote You. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with I Promote You today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. I Promote You, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@ipromoteyou.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where we're about to take your calls to help you come up with some creative product ideas for your client's next campaign. Call us now at 215-953-4979. If we put you on the air, we will send you a $25 Visa gift card. But first, Nicole Rollander has some interesting insights for us from Stitches Magazine's first ever State of the Industry issue. Nicole, what's that all about?
Well, it's pretty cool. It's the first time Stitches has ever done a State of the Industry report for the decorated apparel industry. So we surveyed over 500 embroiderers and other decorators earlier this year about what 2008 was like for them and what they see 2009 as being. Interestingly, a lot of them are really optimistic about the economy. 32% rated it as healthy and 50% rated it as fair. So we've got, 82% of decorators saying, it's not bad. Couple other areas that were interesting. Decorators are having probably the most trouble finding new business. They're saying that 64% of the clients that are coming in are asking them for rock bottom prices. So they're kind of having to push the quality to the side and say, what do we get for this price? They're also expecting them to demonstrate the ROI of the decorated apparel before they purchase it. So they're having challenges there. 92% are still getting referrals as the main way that they generate new business.
That's similar to promotional product distributors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's probably not a surprise. Following that, organizational networks, cold calls, and the internet are other ways that they're finding business. And we're finding that more of them are going to the web to join Facebook and Twitter, as a kind of cost-effective way to meet new clients.
Well, it's interesting that they seem a little more bullish on the industry than some promotional product distributors. But I would guess one reason might be because it's a lot of small businesses. And we found that in our Counselor magazine studies, the small businesses are more bullish than the bigger ones. Do you think that's possible?
Probably. And I think that if a lot of them are marketing to the smaller businesses in their community, that's probably the largest percentage of their accounts. And then since they get referrals for quality work, then it's easier to get business.
Sure.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, we're seeing a lot of large deals that are going away, large company deals, but the smaller, the smaller opportunities are definitely still there. And I think Nicole's survey bears that out.
That's great. Where can people learn more about the Stitches State of the Industry?
It's going to be in the May issue of Stitches and also will be posted on asicentral.com and stitches.com in May.
Excellent. Well, we'll look forward to that. Thank you, Nicole. Well, we've got some callers on the line who have some promotional product, looking for promotional product ideas. On line three, we have Gina. Good morning, Gina.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. Hey, you're a distributor. And yes. What can we help you with today?
Well, I landed a client who has a chain of pet stores, grooming salons, I'm sorry. And they want to do a variety of promotions with giveaways for first-time customers, pet birthdays, loyalty programs. Since this is a new market for me, I'm not really sure what to do. Could you guys give me any suggestions or point me in the right direction?
Well, it's a huge market, the whole pet industry. And there's a lot of things out there. Check with your suppliers. You can get, especially for dog birthdays, cat birthdays, look if they have dog treats. If not, you can always get something that could be packaged in that, say, the pet owner could use, and then they can give the treats if you buy them from a local grocery store or a pet product store. Package that all together. Also, there's a lot of wearables for animals, which
well,
is becoming
bandanas are
big,
huge, I know.
Bandanas are very big.
You can get why are you laughing?
I'm not a pet person.
I'm sorry.
I'm not either.
Like hysterical. What's so funny about pet bandanas?
The bandana on a pet. Like,
it's very
why?
Popular.
People love to put the bandanas on their dogs. I guarantee that a dog owner would.
I just don't get the
really
whole
like that.
Dog and
that's
pet
why you're
culture,
Captain Killjoy,
so
my friend.
It's just
a
me.
Huge
it's
market.
Gina, there are a lot of products out there. You can get dog bone shape pill containers if you have to kennel your dog.
Yeah.
If someone has to kennel their dogs when they go away on vacation.
Remember the flat dog biscuits that they were actually mailable? They were like actually looked like
yes.
Sheets of paper made out of dog biscuits.
Rawhide.
And they were you could imprint on them with like food
edible inks.
Soy based.
Edible inks, yeah.
That's very cool. Nicole, I know you had a bunch of dogs in here for a photo shoot last year.
Yeah, I mean, there's neoprene raincoats and there's all kinds of...
Because all dogs need a neoprene
raincoat.
Don't
want your puppy getting wet.
But
it is a big market and pet owners really eat this stuff up.
They do.
They like this stuff.
How about even candles to get rid of the stench? They probably have pet,
Or you
candles.
Can wash your dog.
Well,
wow, this is going to be a whole new world for me, I guess.
There really are... tons of product. I mean, if you go into ESP, you'll find I'd say, I mean, every year the number of products grows.
Yeah, definitely.
We're always featuring them.
Tens of thousands, I would guess.
And even if you you can partner with a decorator, a lot of these people have likenesses of different types of dogs, and people love to have, you know, the dog's likeness put on a shirt or a bag.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
With a pet's name, odd as it is, I wouldn't wear a dog on my shirt, but a lot of people do that. They also embroider leashes and collars with the dog's name, so it's a whole other...
Well, Linda has a pocketbook shaped like her dog, Ruckus.
I do.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, I have two dachshunds at home, and I have a dachshund pocketbook.
I think it's silver. I think the point here is that this is a good opportunity here because it's kind of a dual market. You have the products for the animals themselves and products for the animal owners.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
Well, good luck, Gina. Stay on the line for your Visa gift card. Thanks for calling
us today.
Thank
you guys so much.
Thank you.
Line one, we have Jack, a distributor. How are you, Jack?
Hey, I'm good, guys. How about you?
Pretty good.
Jack, good. What is your product dilemma?
I'm preparing for a 4th of July promotion with a client, and they're sponsoring their local fireworks display. And they want more than just a mention at the top of the program. They want to give something out. Any ideas?
Well, first of all, kudos for working so far ahead with this July 4th promotion.
Kudos.
He's working with his clients.
Well, Joe's offering kudos. You got a good thing going.
I have two
you.
Ideas. You. One, you can get these glasses. They're called firework enhancing glasses. And people who view them put them on, and it kind of makes the fireworks look a little cooler than they already are. And you can get that logo. They can be giving out at grocery stores.
Are they like 3D glasses?
They're not 3D glasses.
Is there alcohol involved?
There's no alcohol involved. They're pretty cool, but I think people would like them, and it's a little momentum after the event is over. You know, kids will definitely keep them on a shelf or a dresser. Parents might keep them for next year's event too, so you've got that longevity of the product. Also, since it's a nighttime event, obviously, you might want to look at products that light up. If you get like a badge or a button, lights up at night, and then when you don't have the darkness around, you can still see a logo that's on there. So there's some options for you.
Glow sticks.
And there's always
glow
the Obama bobblehead. Because I know that's your
What favorite. Does that have to do with anything?
What does that
patriotic?
Have to do with fireworks?
He's the president.
Oh, okay. It's patriotic, but we're talking about fireworks.
You know what else is a good idea?
Don't go with that.
Soundline Promotions and those music suppliers, they have like 4th of July themed CDs and stuff. That would be cool to give out.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, good luck with that, Jack. Thanks for calling and stay on the line.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jack.
And on line two, we have Ellen. Hi, Ellen.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Ellen, where are you from?
I am from Massachusetts.
Oh, okay. Well, tell us what your promotional product dilemma is today.
Okay. My local youth sports organization is looking for logoed items to sell as a fundraiser to send teams to tournaments, but they don't want the usual tees, caps, and sweatshirts. What do you think will work?
Duffel bags.
Oh.
Duffel bags is a good idea because parents would be, you know, willing to buy them for their little athletes who are going to these tournaments.
Their little athletes.
Their little athletes. Also, if they have younger ones who aren't yet playing, they have a bag that they can look forward to using when they're playing.
Because they
sports.
Could use it to sleep over Grandma and Grandpa's house.
I think sports bottles are big. Magnets. Magnets for the back of cars, vans, and stuff.
Oh, yeah, they're really huge.
The shape of a baseball, and it has your local organization on there. It could have a website on there as well.
How about umbrellas?
Umbrella is a great idea, too. I'm a member of a state soccer organization, and I've gotten them twice from them. And we play in the rain, so I use it all the time.
How about sunscreen?
Sunscreen's another good idea, Kathy. You can
wow.
get it.
Wow.
You can get it in the shape of a sports ball, too. It's got a little carabiner, so it can clip onto that duffel bag, and you can have the logoed.
We are so full of great ideas today.
I know. We really are. Kathy, you actually had a feature on this Spirit Squad.
Yeah,
advantages,
right.
And you had
right.
some similar ideas.
Yeah, duffel bags. Well, the T-shirts, she said she didn't want the T-shirts, but even like socks, you know, the moisture-wicking socks, things like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of great ideas out there, but I think that when you work with these clients, they don't think beyond the caps, the T-shirts,
right.
and the sweatshirts. So it's the distributor's job to, you know, help them think of new ideas.
You know, my daughter was just in a soccer tournament, and they had earrings, but for – girl, like athletic earrings, like with soccer balls and things on them, and it was like
a
crazy.
Big hit.
It was mad.
They love
yeah,
them.
Yeah,
I bet.
Because you know, the little girl athletes, you know, they're not girly, but yet they want something that's kind of athletic but girly.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hope that gets you some good ideas.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Ellen.
Well, you thought airlines were big on loyalty programs, but a new industry is emerging as the king of loyalty programs. Andy, tell us more.
The king of loyalty programs. Interesting.
Yes.
Well, who do you think it is?
The king of beer.
Do you know?
Let me see. Is it on our paper?
I'm going to guess the financial services. Andy.
It is. Okay. You guys cheated. It's credit card companies. While they've been in the news lately for...
More loyalty programs now than the airlines.
Well, they have more people participating in their programs than airlines do. And I think that's probably partially a sign of the times over the past 10 years, more people using credit cards and, you know, sort of getting into the loyalty programs that these companies have. But there's opportunity there for distributors that are selling to financial services companies because they have not been buying the traditional programs lately as they've had problems. But as they promote their credit cards even further and try to partner with their customers even more, you know, they put things on their corporate stores or in their loyalty programs that are branded with their logos or with their partners' logos. And, you know, those are things that distributors can certainly
take
advantage of. And
they really have to invest in customer loyalty because credit card companies are always calling you, offering you a lower rate and, and stuff like that to get you to switch over. And everybody does.
Automatically giving you the higher rate, which is part of the
problem.
Well,
yeah, well,
that's what you do. You switch over and then you up the ante.
That's great. Well, speaking of loyalty, there's nothing more loyal than your pet, and now you can take Fido and Fluffy with you more places.
Do we really have to talk more about pets?
Yes.
In fact, Michelle
is
going to tell us all about it.
Listen, it's a big market. People.
That sounds like a nasty
watch out.
Pet.
That sounds like me on a Saturday night.
Or Monday afternoon.
Monday morning.
There's a new airline springing up called Pet Airways, and it's going to start service to select new U.S. cities in July, and it's going to accept only four-legged passengers.
Only?
No
only.
Fish?
Wait, you?
No fish. Exotic animals.
But the can't go with them?
Humans.
They do not. They fly separately. You sync up your flight. For example, Melinda, if you're going to fly to Omaha to see your family, and you want to take Ruckus and Daisy, you fly your own flight, and you take them to a smaller designated airport near you, and they sync up a flight that so you both you'll be landing at the same time.
Here's my prediction.
Hmm.
A year from now, that company's out of business.
Listen,
I mean,
there's a lot of
that
issues.
That is not.
And you don't have pets. I will tell you that if you ever try to fly with
I
a pet,
care.
It can be sketchy.
It's really
because
difficult.
It is, and there's a lot of mishaps that happen with pets. They get lost.
They die.
You know, they
but
die.
Who
they
is
can.
Going
they
to?
Let me tell you
who
that
is
my
going
mom,
to book a separate flight?
I would.
And
right
go out
would
there
in a heartbeat. I would.
My mom ships dogs all the time. She's a breeder. And one
but
time,
but that's different. That's different than that's a. Specific niche that would want to use this. That's not just regular human beings that care.
Well, she put her dog on a flight once. My dad came to pick up the dog, didn't look in the cage, brought the dog home, and it was the wrong dog.
Oh, no.
Her dog went to California.
Well, that's a shame, and that's too bad.
They enjoyed
but
the surf.
But still.
Well, listen, these passengers
is there really
or,
a market for this?
Or passengers, as they're called.
Oh, there you go. Passengers.
They're going to have their own attendants. And
do
I think
they have
it's a well, it's a prime market for promotional products because you can give out water bowls and pet blankets and pet
absolutely.
Beds and
oh,
toys.
Definitely.
And
crates.
There is, Snarky Andy, a lot of interest in this. Yep.
Just get them to pay up front.
The lavatories for cats has a litter box and there's a fire hydrant and one for the dogs.
Do they get to order off the menu?
I don't know if they get to order off the menu, but it's fairly inexpensive if you're really interested. It's $149 one way.
Wow.
Which
are they
going to
get
a
ship sneakers somewhere, but not let them come back?
Give them a
I think they strap them
can't
in.
Can't you just bring the cats on
with we need
you
more details.
Onto the flight that you're on?
You can. The
it doesn't
problem
cost
is
that
it
much.
Exceeds a certain weight limit, and then they have to go in cargo, and that's when they forget to turn on
and
the
and they die.
Well, they go in cargo then for a couple hours.
All
right, well, it sounds like you're really concerned about this, so maybe Michelle can give you more information.
We're going to put Andy in cargo somewhere on the show.
All right, well, here's some grim news. GM is planning to lay off 20% of its marketing staff, but maybe that's an opportunity for distributors. Joe?
I think so. 20%. GM won't say exactly how many employees that is. They're guessing it's around 45. But this is for distributors. You should keep an eye on the big companies around your area and see where they're trimming staff if they continue to do that. If it's the marketing department or the ad agents who are in-house, this is a prime opportunity for a distributor to get in there, let them know how you can partner with them. You can do all the work that the actual marketing department did for them and not have to, take the salary and the benefits and stuff. So, be aggressive in this time and let them know how you can
I know
help
a lot
them.
Of distributors who are picking up business that way.
You know, mm-hmm. That actually just happened on a big scale basis. Anheuser-Busch had an in-house marketing department that dealt with basically all their promotional product buying, and they cut the whole department, and now they outsourced that whole business to Staples Promotional Products.
Sure. I mean, a company like GM or any company out there has to continue marketing in this, troubling economy, and we've been saying that for weeks now. So this is just more opportunity for people in our industry.
Definitely.
That's great. Well, we've all heard the tween market is a hot one, but that market is quickly changing. Kathy, give us a scoop.
Well, yeah, the tween market is hot. We have a feature about it in the May issue of Advantages, so you could get some great product ideas there, too. And the thing is, with tweens, you have to appeal to their parents, too.
Right.
So fashion-wise, they want modest but not mousy. It's no more imitating Britney Spears, thank God.
So what kinds of things?
Well, kinds of, you know, like hoodies and everything. Look at Miley Cyrus. She's a good example of what tweens want these days. And also they're big on music, so techie gadgets, download cards. One distributor even told us about a school that gives out logoed USB wristbands so the kids can get their homework assignments off the computers in school. So they can't say like, oh, I lost my homework assignment because they're wearing it.
My dog ate my USB
wristband. Exactly, exactly.
Ruckus would do that.
That's good. I like that.
Ruckus would. The thing is, the teen market, kids older than 12,
right.
They are tightening their belts, believe it or not.
Wow, because they're usually big spenders.
They're usually big spenders, and they're still spending on music and like iPhones. iPhones are the new jeans.
I bet it's because they're getting beat out for jobs by older people because of the recession.
That's true. That's true. There's unemployment in the teen market, too.
Yeah.
Yep. But so you should target them with tech gadgets, uh-huh. music download cards yeah. things like that.
Gotcha. Yep. All right. So teens are tightening their belts.
They are.
Well, you've seen those Snuggies commercials, those goofballs. I said goofballs.
Love it.
People wearing those blanket-like things in the stadium. Well, you'll be happy to know they are now in the industry. Andy, tell us more.
Yes. Well, the Snuggie.
And I know Michelle.
Everybody's favorite late-night commercial product.
You
want
to look like a cult member. The slanket.
I like the clapper.
Yeah, the Snuggie. You like the clapper? Nice. Yeah. They are now being logoed with college team logos. So
wait, but it's called the Snakelet?
Snuggie.
Slanket.
Slanket.
That's a different product, but it's
but
the same
idea. They're all the same,
same
concept.
Yeah.
Blanket. And
maybe Joe
slanket.
Can explain what the concept is.
It's a blanket.
Since you have
with
it.
Sleeves. And it's great. I couldn't drink my bottle of water this easily. If I had a regular blanket on me, when I have the Snuggie on, then I can pick up the remote.
And your arms don't get cold.
There's such freedom. I was so ragged before I got the Snuggie. My word.
Joe wears them in the office all the time.
My word.
Do you wear the Snuggie out of your house?
Do I wear the Snuggie?
Oh,
no.
Lord, I hope not.
Only when grocery
out
shopping.
Out to get the newspaper?
When I cut the lawn on the cold days, I use it.
With
no,
the Snuggie?
Actually. No, I only sit on my chair when I
you
watch
you know what,
TV.
Though? They are big with the kids, and that's why colleges are logoing them now. They're,
yeah.
they're you, big
I mean,
with
they,
that market.
They would be good at a football game. They're going to be huge at football games in
Definitely.
The fall, I'm sure.
There's a Facebook group for Snuggie fans, and people all have their pictures on there. It is
they do.
Crazy.
That's very serious.
Can we get a picture of you in your Snuggie up on ASI?
Yes, yeah,
it's already
radio.
Absolutely,
we have to. Do
I would
that.
Love
we
to.
Have
get
to
get
that,
that up for next week's show.
Absolutely,
declaring how you love the freedom. Give me my Snuggie or give me death.
But seriously, Andy, this seems like it's going to be a hot product for fall. Is that right?
It is. You know, the college market is going to love these things. As is Joe and
because they're good.
You have it. Stock up on your Snuggies and your snakelets.
I can even give people
slanket.
Slanket.
Like
a hug.
Okay.
Stop calling it a snakelet.
Yeah, it's not a snakelet.
All right. Well, we all know the importance of checking and double checking artwork, and perhaps nobody knows this lesson more than the Washington Nationals. Is that right, Joe?
Absolutely.
What happened?
Nationals.
Last week, they actually had two players on the field with the logo spelt wrong. Nationals was missing the O.
Nationals.
How embarrassing. Nationals. Actually, and Nationals. They played the game on the field. With
did anybody
make
reference to it?
Absolutely they made reference to it.
No,
I mean, they lost the game.
Publicly. Did they
oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah, there's articles. We
during the game, though? I don't know if anybody noticed.
I'm not sure if it was during the game or not, but it's certainly an embarrassment to a team that's not, you know, doing all that well anyway.
Yeah, they stink anyway, so you can't even
so
get their
cares?
Logos right.
So when you go to the gridiron and you look at football, the Detroit Lions – 0-16 last year. Absolutely.
Yay!
Absolutely awful. What did they do?
Perfect
they
record.
Updated their lion logo to have teeth now, so it's more fierce and more ferocious. So that
and
when
that
you beat them again,
well, he's tough.
We don't know. The season hasn't started yet.
They're going to chew up their opponents.
I bet they'll win a game this year.
So it's like, you know,
at least one.
Futility reigns on the.
All right. Well,
bad
Joe, you didn't know
teams?
What Coachella was a few weeks ago, but it is certainly sparking some new fashion trends. Kath, what's going on?
Yeah, well, they're not really new.
Maybe you should tell Joe what Coachella is first.
Well, Coachella is a big music festival.
Oh, you don't have to
California,
look at me,
Tom.
I already know this.
Okay, you thought it was a band.
Out.
Just so
I did at first.
Okay. So anyway,
Coachella
that really
rocks.
Awesome band, Coachella. Anyway, fashion at the hipster festival was typical hipster festival gear, like cutoffs, floral prints, floppy hats, that kind of stuff. And also, many
floral
scenesters carried
like your shirt.
Yeah, exactly. Many scenesters carried Asian-inspired parasols.
Hmm.
Isn't that a little odd? But also big was neon colors and head-to-toe 80s-inspired garb. Steve, you know what? Like
neon
that.
Is coming back, isn't it, Nicole?
Steve would like
yeah, it's been back for a while too. Like accents yeah, of it and
how
stuff.
How about 80s? 80s clothes. Well, like members only jackets, skinny ties, yeah. Parachute yeah. pants.
The skinny yeah. ties leggings. Are huge now.
Leggings are big.
Yeah, leggings, that's right. Leggings, leotards, one-armed tube socks. Shirt. Tube socks were big.
With the stripes tube at the top? Yes. All the way up to the knees?
And muscle tees for all you muscle men.
I got a mesh muscle tee. I'm going to wear that
next. Oh, all right. So all things that are available right now in the industry that distributors can be selling to that market.
Exactly.
Cool. Thanks, Kath.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, we've got just enough time for Joe's rant. Joe, I
He's
hope
he got his glasses down.
Oh, my God.
I wrote this one down this week. Let me tell you something. Larry King has reached a new low. Last week, he had Levi Johnston and his mother on his venerated CNN program. For those of you who don't know, Levi is the father of Bristol Palin's baby, and Bristol is the daughter of former Republican vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin. Question, is this the best King could do for guests? Could anything of interest or importance be gleaned from this interview? Or was it an effort to further stoke the fires of a titillating story?
Excuse me, I watched it.
Larry King, who I usually like, has slunk to a new low, a place where Jerry Springer wouldn't go. His line of questions were salacious at best. Hey, you dirty old perv, you actually asked where this young couple had sex like it's any of your business or anyone else's for that, Mary. Come on, Larry King, you're better than that. But people, this is what you should expect from now on. When a celebrity blogger is given a soapbox to spew his hateful diatribe against someone who has a differing opinion, well, what's an old pro like Larry King to do? Stone up and be a man, I say. Rather, he delved into something that is more apt to be seen on TMZ. Larry King, you dirty old man, I've lost my respect for you.
Oh, he's not the king.
Okay. Wow. I've got to go medicate God. Joe now. So
I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine. I feel good.
Somebody check his pulse. Today, thanks to today's sponsor, I promote you, and thanks to all of our listeners. Tune in next week when we hear from some distributors who are managing to grow. Yes, I said grow in this tougher economy. Have a great weekend. Let's wish Joe Haley good health.
I feel good.